are listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine the biblical passage, we review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today joining me is Dr. Christina Zimmerman, our Content Editor. Hello, Christina.
Hello, Mark. Today we are starting a new study called When Emotions Rise. Now, we're all emotional beings, but sometimes our emotions can get an upper hand. So our lesson is going to help us to understand how to not allow our emotions to take over and rule our lives. Our first session is Walking in Grief. This session will help us to understand how to experience sorrow, or how God helps us to experience sorrow. So Mark, I'll pass this on to you.
All right, so the point is God responds to our cries with grace and compassion. So this is a wonderful study to address right now. So many people during this COVID pandemic are in grief and responding to grief because of the thousands and thousands of people who died. And probably all of us know somebody who's going to be in this category. So let's go ahead and read the first section. The first section is Call on God. When walking through grief, call on God. In the book of Psalm 116, 1 through 9, and then 15 through 17. So let me read our first section, which is verses 1 through 4. I love the Lord because he heard my appeal for mercy, because he has turned his ear to me. I will call out his name as long as I live. The ropes of death were wrapped around me, and the torments of Sheol overcame me. I encountered trouble and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord, Lord, save me. And so this is a very timely lesson because we really do experience grief. And I have my own stories, of grief experience, having lost my dad, two sisters, a brother, and then my first wife. And she suffered with a breast cancer for 10 years. And I lost her in 2008, about 12 years ago now. So it is a time when we really do need to reach out and call on God, and this passage really helps us to see that. So, Christina, give us a little peek on some experience with grief in your life.
Well, Mark, you're right. We've all experienced grief at one time or another. I've experienced the loss of my dear brother when I was a little girl. I can remember him so well, even though that was many years ago. And grief can be overwhelming, you know, especially for a child. And as an adult, of course, I lost my father. So yes, we suffer greatly from grief. But you know, one thing I learned is that this psalm was one of the psalms that Jesus read when he was going through grief. As he was about to be arrested and go to the cross, he and his disciples read Psalms 116 in the upper room.
So this passage says in verse 3, I love the imagery that's there. It says, the ropes of death were wrapped around me, and the torments of Sheol, which is hell or the grave, overcame me. And so really, this talks about a person who is really in a struggle. And very often when we're dealing with a personal grief like this, that's exactly where we are. We feel like the world is caving in on us, that something has wrapped around us and that we can't get free. And that's exactly what it says there in the text. What do you think, Christina?
You're absolutely right. It's very clear that the psalmist was in deep distress. And again, we all know what that feels like. But he also remembered that God was with him. So even though we're going through this distress, this grief, an understanding that God is with us will help us to get through this.
Sure, he says there in verse number 4, he said, Then I called on the name of the Lord. And so what a powerful way that is to just kind of introduce that. And he simply says, Lord, save me. It's because often people, when they're in this kind of situation, really need sometimes some outside help and encouragement to come in to really rescue us at times. And he says, Lord, save me. That's a beautiful piece right there, to call on God. But then it says, not only do we call on him, but we must rest on God, rest in God. Look at verses 5 through 9. It says, the Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is compassionate. The Lord guards the inexperienced. I was helpless, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has been good to you. For the Lord rescued me from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. So, what do you get out of that idea of resting in God, Christina?
Well, it's clear here that the psalmist knew and understood who God was. And he understood that he had an experience with God, as we all have. I think there's a song that we sing, Look Back and See What God Has Done. When we're going through grief, that's what we have to do, is remember how God has helped us in the past. And that's what the psalmist has done here.
So I would say that very often in grief, you have to refocus. And so that's what I get. So when I think about this resting in God, I think about, and the way we get to rest in him is refocusing. So I can remember when my wife was in hospice care, and I still had to go to church, during the weekdays. I still had to go there on Sunday. I still had to preach the gospel, and the people didn't want to necessarily hear my sad sob stories about what was going on in my life. They needed an encouraging word from the Lord for the things that were going on in their lives. And so I can remember sitting in the pulpit and feeling sorrow and grief coming over me. Sometimes, especially when maybe when a deacon would get up and pray. But the thing that helped me was refocusing. I would remember Psalm 121, which says, I lift my eyes to the hills from whence cometh my help. So the idea is turning our focus back away from the thing that's bringing us grief and sorrow and remembering God. That's what he does here in this middle passage. He reminds us the Lord is gracious. Look at that. Righteous, compassionate. He guards the inexperienced. I was helpless, and what did he do? He saved me. And ultimately, he just says, the Lord has been good to you. And so sometimes we've got to refocus our minds in order to be able to rest in God. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. As I said earlier, just looking back and remembering what God has done will help us to find that rest. God wants us to look to him, and he wants us to know that he is a gracious, a righteous, and compassionate God. And we experience that when we can rest in him through our grief.
So the topic is walking in grief, call on God, rest in God, and then ultimately trust in God. Look at verses 15 through 17. The death of his faithful ones is valuable in the Lord's sight. Lord, I am indeed your servant. I am your servant, the son of your female servant. You have loosened my bonds. I will offer you a thanksgiving sacrifice and call on the name of the Lord. So we ultimately have to trust in God. So the one thing about that last piece that I just jumps out at me is the fact that God doesn't bring the dead back to life in this life. That when we have lost somebody, we have truly lost them. But God is now saying, look, now have an eternal perspective. It says the death of the faithful ones is valuable in the Lord's sight. Or maybe we're more familiar here with the King James Version, which says precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And so it is a reminder that God is still working things out. He has given us an eternal resting place. He has given us eternal life with him. And so even though I'm suffering the pain of this momentary loss, I will not have an eternal loss because we will see them again when we get to heaven. What are you thinking, Christina?
Absolutely, Mark. You know, that does help when you're grieving the loss of someone that you will one day see them again. And this sometimes can remind you that you're going to die as well. And for some people, even believers, dying can cause fear or anxiety. But this helps you to find peace and rest and trust that God will take care of you, because our death is something precious to him. And so that identifies us with God's love and the fact that even through death, for our loved ones and for our own death, our own dying, that God will take care of us.
Notice he doesn't say he has loosed my bonds. It simply says he has loosened them. And so that is a reminder that we never get over this. So there's no secret to the fact that we never get over this. My dad died more than 50 years ago, but there'll still be something that reminds me of him that will bring back some of that grief even 50 years later. And the beautiful thing about that is that we only feel the grief because we love the person. So I don't feel grief for every person who has died. I really only feel it now for those that I have loved and lost. And so he doesn't say he's taken everything away from us. It simply says he has loosened the bonds so that we're able to live with it. And I really love that that portion of this experience that's right here in this text. You have any last thoughts on that?
Yes, Mark, you know, I think that loosened is a better word there, because you never forget the passing of your loved one. I think that's what you've just said. And occasionally, especially with my father, I will call out his name out loud just to remember him, just to know that he's in heaven waiting for me. Just saying daddy or dad just helps me to understand that God has indeed taken care of him, you know, through his dying, and that he has taken care of me through my grief.
Wow, so what an important and timely message. I think that the number I saw this morning was over 240,000 deaths because of this pandemic. And not only, but it's not just those, all the other deaths that have been caused over the course of this past year as well. So what a powerful and timely message this is for us right now. And so we're going to really enjoy studying this one. So thank you all for joining us. But if you're a teacher, I want you to stay on for just a moment, because we have a 60-second tip we want to share with you. Don't forget, you can get your copy of the U Bible Study at lifeway.com/YOU. Lifeway.com/YOU. It's our For Us and By Us study. It now comes with in a digital format with a leaders pack that makes it really easy for us to continue our small groups even during the COVID quarantine and the fact that we're separated. It aligns now with the Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so there's something for everybody. And so I want you to go ahead and get your copy and use this U Bible Study. It's really going to help people get through this time. All right, Christina, give us our teaching tip for today.
Okay, Mark, the teaching tip for today is know your audience. You know, this lesson on walking in grief may be very difficult for those who have lost loved ones this year, you know, especially around the holidays. The timing of this lesson could be very helpful, though. Just take time to make a phone call or send a note and let those in your class who may have lost someone, who had a Christmas with their loved one last year but will not spend time with them this Christmas, send them a note or make a phone call and let them know that you're thinking about them and that you're praying for them during the holidays.
Oh, wow, that's great. That's great. So go ahead and use this lesson. It's going to be a blessing to you and to those in your classes this week. And then meet us again with our U Bible Study podcast. Friend, you never know where God will take you.